السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. علماء کرام, most respected brothers and our sisters at the madrasa and those listening over receivers, Hazrat Sabit Bunani rahmatullah alayh, he says, I know exactly when my Allah is remembering me. So they asked him that, how do you know when your Allah Ta'ala is remembering you? He says, Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif, fazkuruni azkurkum, you remember me, I remember you. So whenever I am remembering my Allah Ta'ala, then I know that Allah Ta'ala is also remembering me. What kind of yaqeen they have. One Allah Wala used to get a kind of a hal when he used to make zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But it was a genuine hal. It was not one of those bogus hals. He said, hal tera jaal hai, maqsood tera maal hai. Lakhon ko andha kar diya. Many of those in qawwalis, what do? Put this, so they're getting hal. But there's no ittiba of sharia. That hal which does not have the foundation of sharia, if it is not backed by the Quran and Sunnah, if the person has got no obedience to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then he is getting some kind of hal, then that is shaitani hal. The true hal is that which comes when the person is obeying Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and then he gets a kind of kafiyat, then that is something that is accepted. So regarding the bogus hal people, he says, hal tera jaal hai. He says, this hal of yours is nothing but a net. How we put the net to catch fish. He says, like that you are putting this jaal to catch fish. Maqsood tera maal hai. Your objective is nothing but to get maal in return. You want them to recognize you as some kind of Sufi sahab, some kind of wali of Allah Ta'ala, some kind of great saintly person, and then you want to loot, you want to take from them their worldly possessions, you want to make material gain. So he says, maqsood tera maal hai, laakho ko andha kar diya. And throughout the world we see thousands of people have been blinded by these type of people who get kind of hal. So hal is acceptable only if it is according to sharia. The person must have ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Same he said also, kisi ko fikre maal ne mara, kisi ko fikre maal ne mara, kisi ko fikre riyal ne mara, mujhe to fikre maal ne mara. Some people, it is their maal which kill them. Some people, the fikr of riyal, dollars, pounds, rands, fikr of that all the time. They had so much of fikr of it that they died in that fikr. Or they died in the fikr of those riyals. So much so that they were negligent with their salat, they were negligent with their ibadat, with their zikr, with their tilawat, with the fulfillment of the rights of the wives, of the children, of the parents. People were dying, but they had no time to even care for them in their own homes. Why? Because of fikre mal, or fikre riyal. We're not talking about those people who unfortunately cannot do much. They are tied. They have got jobs. They are working for somebody. They are not bosses of their own. We are not talking about those people. We are talking about those whom Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blessed with sufficiency. But still that greed to which there was no limit, finally it made them reach the qabr. Therefore look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's balaghat when he says that لَوْ كَانَ لِيْبْنِ عَادَمْ وَادِيَانِ مِنْ زَهَبْ لَبْتَقَى صَالِثَ. That even if he has two valleys full of gold, then he will search for the third one. Where is the third one? Where can I get the third one? And if he really has to count the money that he has, sometimes with him, it's sufficient for himself, for his children, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren. But the greed won't allow him to stop anywhere until death will come. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the only thing that will fill up this person's stomach is the sand of the grave. That's the only thing that will fill it up. So there's nothing wrong if the person with good intention, good niyat, earns more than what are his necessities. If he earns more than what he requires, there's nothing wrong, because we require people to give zakat, require people to give monies for masjids, madrasas, for the masajid, madrasas, and so many other dini projects, and so many other relief works that are taking place. So there's nothing wrong with it. But that person's objective must not be just to gather, accumulate, hoard, and after that he hasn't found time for ibadat, zikr, tilawat, and he passes away. So this month being the month of Shaban, we know that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and that's not my subject tonight, but just before we start with the zikr, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we know that the most amount of fast he kept besides the month of Ramadan was in the month of Shaban. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam informed the people that why was he doing this? Because in this month is a night in which the books of deeds are presented before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was desirous that his book of deeds be presented in a state that he was fasting. Whilst he was in a fasting state, his book of deeds must be presented. Now look at the Rasul of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whose every second was nothing but zikrullah and ibadat, whose every second was khidmat of the deen of Allah ta'ala. There was no question of any kind of sin, any kind of evil, any kind of haram indulgence. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he is the one that is going to open the door of Jannah. It is going to be opened for him first. We cannot enter Jannah without his shafaat and intercession on the day of judgment. But yet he is fasting. Why? Because he wants that in the event of his passing away, then he must be in the state of fast. Teaching us a lesson that we who are drowning in sins, in the ocean of sins we are drowning. Each and every one of us, we know what kind of lives we led in our school days and college days and university days, and even up till now what we are going through, how much of evil, how much of haram we indulge in, how much of evil we see with our eyes, how much of evil we listen with our ears, how much of evil we speak with our tongues, how much of haram we touch with our hands, how much of haram places we visit with our feet, and how much of haram fantasizing that people do day and night. So how much more we should be concerned. So this is the month in which that night comes, and that is Laylatul Barat. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching us a lesson. There was no question of any kind of sin for him. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, of the many other things that he mentioned about this night, is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he gives that list over to the angels of those people that are going to die in this year, in the coming year, those people that are going to die, that list is given. So the person is planting a garden, but his name is in the list of the dead. The person is getting married, but his name is in the list of the dead, as if he already died. The person is planning a lot of things, but his name is already in the list of the dead. Now look at how many people in the course of this year passed away. And last year when we spoke on Laylatul Barat, that the list of the people that are going to die in this coming year will be given to the angels. There were so many of them who heard, and they were fit, they were healthy, they were young, they had everything going for them. They never expected that this will be our last year. This will be our final year. How the students say, this is my final year. So they did not know that this was going to be the final year. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala only knows whether we are going to see another year or not. So this month of Shaban, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is to increase his iman. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also forgives so many people in that Mubarak night. So many people, more than the number of hair on the Bani Kalb tribe. And so many other hadiths have been reported. But as I said, that's not my subject for tonight. But it just came by the way that we are in the month of Shaban, and the following Monday night will be Laylatul Barat, inshallah. We don't even know whether we will see that night. But you can sense in the atmosphere there is a kind of a feeling that Ramadan is coming, Ramadan is coming. Although it is still a month away, more or less. But still in the atmosphere that Nuraniyat, that Ruhaniyat can be sensed, that it's coming. Like how you smell the fragrance of Raat Ki Rani, they call it. You're passing by that garden from far away, you get that fragrance. Oh, when the aeroplane is coming, the people are waiting for some arrival of some family members. They are returning from Hajj or Umrah or any other place. Then they keep looking at the sky. And then they say, there's the plane coming. So just like that, Ramadan is coming. So the preparation must start now. Don't wait for the last day. And then say, we are now going to start with the preparation. Because by the time we begin with the preparation, Ramadan has ended. So Allah Ta'ala gives us this opportunity to try and seek forgiveness. So we must clean our hearts out from malice, from pride, from arrogance. Those who have broken up family relationships, they should start patching up. Overlook, forgive, forget, solve the problems, resolve the problems. Don't bottle up the problems and then continue with walking around on the surface of the earth with the heart that is filled with malice. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says such type of people are not even forgiven on that night. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. So therefore we will read a little bit of Hazrat Khaja Sahib rahmatullah alayhi's Ek din marna hai akhir maut hai, which you have heard many, many, many times. But just to refreshen our imans.
हो रही है उम्र मिसले बर्फ कम चुपके रफ्ता रफ्ता दम बदम हो रही है उम्र मिसले बर्फ कम चुपके रफ्ता रफ्ता दम बदम सांस है एक रह रवे मुल्के अदम दफ़अतन एक रोज ये जाएगा थम
लाइक द ब्लॉक ऑफ आइस दैट मेल्ट्स ऑन अ हॉट डे ड्रॉप बाय ड्रॉप आवर लाइफ इज मेल्टिंग अवे सडनली दिस ब्रीदिंग विल कम टू अ स्टॉप सडनली इट विल कम टू अ स्टॉप. All the surgeons of the world will not be able to return that breath. The heart surgeon himself cannot prevent the angel of death from taking his life or stopping his heart from beating. Ek din ye ho jayega tham. दफ़अतन एक रोज ये हो जाएगा थम दफ़अतन सडनली अराउंड द वर्ल्ड वी आर लिसनिंग वी आर रीडिंग हाउ मेनी पीपल सडनली जस्ट गॉन नो प्रिपरेशन एट ऑल.
एक दिन मरना है आखिर मौत है कर ले जो करना है आखिर मौत है ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai.
How many times I have mentioned this, that many of us, we think that if I am going to die, my wife is still there, she will sort out everything. Person has got lots of things in his house, lots of skeletons in his cupboard, many things that he was hiding from the people. There are so many things that are stored on the computer. There are so many things that are stored on the cell phones. There are so many messages which the person wouldn't like anybody else to read. There are so many documents and there are so many letters that the person is hiding under his mattress and under the bed and in the ceilings. Where the people hide? Why? So that my father must not see it. My mother must not see it. My wife must not come to know what dandas I'm doing. My relatives must not come to know. Different kinds of messages are recorded and stored. Pictures, photographs, filthy ones, they are stored. And the person is enjoying himself late part of the night watching all that on his cell phone and on the computers and other places. And then suddenly, dafatan ek roz ye jayega tham. Ah, what kind of death that will be. People say, what, how must I give it up? How must I give it up? How else must we give it up except to think of sudden death? What other way there is? If we can't get that much muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, we cannot get that much of khawf and khashiyat in our hearts, we cannot get that fear of the azab of Allah Ta'ala, then at least think of the embarrassment, the shame, the humiliation and the disgrace. The person was being recognized as being a musalli 5 times a day with jamaat in the masjid. He was recognized as a treasurer, secretary, president of some Muslim association. He was recognized as a haji sahab, maulana sahab, mufti sahab, hafiz sahab. So many different titles were given. Or the person was a very charitable person, recognized as the hatim ta'i of the country. And then suddenly if he's gone, and then this is what is discovered in his SMS messages, in his cell phone, in his computer. Those pictures that he was hiding, will he send a message from the grave that please make sure that you destroy those photographs that I've got of my illicit beloved there, or destroy those naked photographs which I have stored there in my cell phone, or destroy those letters of mine, or destroy those files of mine. Will the person have time to do that? From the graves, he'll send the angels to go and sort it out. Or he'll send a message to his wife. And how many, many, many cases where the wife and the husband and the whole families are gone. In one accident, all gone. One earthquake, thousands of people gone. So what do we know? Where our death will come and when it will come? Who knows? So let us not be negligent. Ghaflat is not a good thing. And let us not take life to be a plaything. That we will do it. Not today, we'll change tomorrow. Not this year, we'll change next year. I'm still too young to change. Too young to change. There's nobody too young to change. We don't know. Look at the way the world is moving. At what speed? Fitnas are like the tasbih, as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam predicted, that when the tasbih cord will snap and how the beads come down one after the other, one after the other. Look at the disasters around the globe. It's exactly the same thing. It's as if the tasbih cord has snapped and the beads are just falling one after the other. Fitnas upon fitnas, fitnas upon fitnas. Before they can come to terms with one area, there's another area that has been struck. Before they can come to terms with that area, another half a dozen areas have been struck. Look at the recent incident of those people who died in the cinema in Egypt. The fire that raised the cinema or the club. So death is something that is sudden. We don't know when it will come. Therefore he says, ho rahi hai umr misle barfakam, चुपके चुपके रफ्ता रफ्ता दम बदम, सांस है एक रह रवे मुल्के अदम, दफअतन एक रोज ये जाएगा थम।
हे यहां से तुझको जाना एक दिन, हे यहां से तुझको जाना एक दिन, कब्र में होगा ठिकाना एक दिन। हे यहां से तुझको जाना एक दिन, कब्र में होगा ठिकाना एक दिन। मुंह खुदा को है दिखाना एक दिन, मुंह खुदा को है दिखाना एक दिन। अब न गफलत में गंवाना एक दिन।
It's not that Allah Ta'ala is not looking at our faces today, but we have to present ourselves before Allah Ta'ala on the day of judgment and give an account of all our deeds. In front of billions of ummatis, the person's deeds will be exposed. The person who is arrested, he does not want to even one person to see his face, and there billions of them will see what this person was doing. So therefore he says, don't waste any further time. Don't be negligent anymore. There's no time to waste. Eat, drink, wear good clothes within limits. Nobody stops you. Enjoy the bounties of Allah Ta'ala, the ni'mats that Allah Ta'ala has created for no one else but man. And for the believers, make use of it. Enjoy and get more closeness of Allah Ta'ala. Make more shukr. Nobody stops us. But don't displease that Allah Ta'ala using those very bounties of His, those very ni'mats, displeasing that same Allah Ta'ala. Because Allah Ta'ala's azab, nobody can stop. If Allah Ta'ala makes a decision of destruction of a certain land or a certain people, the whole country can go underground. The whole country. We must not think only a small portion of land can go. The whole world Allah Ta'ala can cause it to go underground. When the archaeologists dig up, they say something that went down 300 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, they're finding underground. So, hey, yahan se tujhko jana ek din, qabr mein hoga thikana ek din. You have to go. Qabr will become your place of abode. Muh khuda ko hai dikhana ek din, ab na ghaflat mein gawana ek din. एक दिन मरना है आखिर मौत है, कर ले जो करना है आखिर मौत है। एक दिन मरना है आखिर मौत है, कर ले जो करना है आखिर मौत है। आखिरत की फिक्र करनी है जरूर, जैसी करनी वैसी भरनी है जरूर। आखिरत की फिक्र करनी है जरूर, जैसी करनी वैसी भरनी है जरूर। उम्र ये एक दिन गुजरनी है जरूर, कब्र में मैयत उतरनी है जरूर। एक दिन मरना है आखिर मौत है, कर ले जो करना है आखिर मौत है। एक दिन मरना है आखिर मौत है, कर ले जो करना है आखिर मौत है। आने वाली किससे टाली जाएगी, जान ठेरी जाने वाली जाएगी। आने वाली किससे टाली जाएगी, जान ठेरी जाने वाली जाएगी।
रूह रग रग से निकाली जाएगी, तुझ पे एक दिन खाक डाली जाएगी। रूह रग रग से निकाली जाएगी, तुझ पे एक दिन खाक डाली जाएगी।
Who can ward off death? Soul will be extracted from every limb, every part of the body. Sand will be thrown over you. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. जैसी करनी वैसी भरनी, न माने तो मर के देख। जैसी करनी वैसी भरनी, न माने तो करके देख। दोजख भी है जन्नत भी है, न माने तो मर के देख। What you going to do? You going to reap? May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह जल जलालुहु। لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا 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 الله
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko paala kisne, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ, illallah, 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 illallah. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں, گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں, بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے, بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے, ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں,
سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث او ماي بلاور الله او ماي رحيم الله او ماي كريم الله O my most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most loving Allah, most caring Allah. O my most tolerant Allah, O my most beautiful Allah, forgive each and every one of us. My beloved Allah, we are your sinful servants extending our begging bowls this part of the night in this month of Shaban. O my beloved Allah, You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. My Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not advertising our sins. My Allah, we are ashamed. We are ashamed of our sins. We have used your bounties, your ni'mats, your gifts for your disobedience. Day and night we use the great ni'mat of sight for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of hearing and speech for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of hands and feet, heart and mind for your disobedience. My beloved Allah, if there had been another Allah, He would have destroyed us by now. We know we do not deserve being on the surface of the earth because of the type of sins that we have committed and indulged in on the surface of the earth. My beloved Allah, but how loving you are. How forgiving you are, how generous and kind you are, how tolerant you are. In spite of all our sins, you are still giving us so much to eat and drink and wear. So much of your ni'mats, you are still blessed us with sight, with hearing, with speech, with heart, liver and lungs all functioning. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of our sins. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. The sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, you have seen everything that we have done. You have heard everything that we have spoken. No action of ours was hidden from your sight. We were only fooling ourselves if we thought that nobody was watching us. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, don't seize us on account of our sins. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, if you forgive us, you will become pleased. Your shan of Rahimi and Kareemi will become apparent. Your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become pleased that his ummatis are forgiven. Ya Allah, hamara beeda paar ho jayega. Hamara kaam ban jayega. And if you don't forgive us, the only one that will be pleased will be shaitan. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ummat ke haal par raham farma. Have mercy upon the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, overlook the shortcomings, the faults, the weaknesses of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, distance us from haram. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Become ours and make us yours. Make a decision, O my Allah, that you want to make us yours. No one can stop you and prevent you. Ya Allah, teri quwwate jazb se hum sabko apna bana le. Hum apni na layaqi nahi chhodte. Mere Allah, tu teri shaan-e rahimi kyun chhode? We are not giving up our bad deeds and our evil actions and our haram indulgences. Ya Allah, why should you give up your shaan of being rahim and kareem and forgiving and being merciful? Ya Allah, hum apni na layaqi ki wajah se na layaqi ke aamal kar rahe hain. Ya Allah, hamare haal par raham farma. Hum sab ko bakhsh de. Make us yours and become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Koi mujhse puche, main kya maangta. Koi mujhse puche, main kya maangta hoon. Main apne khuda se khuda maangta. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں میں اللہ remove the hardships, the difficulties, the problems that mankind is suffering around the globe. Remove, my beloved Allah, the suffering of mankind. Wherever there are droughts, there's famine, floods. Oh my Allah, whatever form of destruction, wherever it has taken place, Ya Allah, remove the hardships, the problems and difficulties of mankind. Bless each and every one with hidayat. Bless each and every one with iman and Islam. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannah. Make everyone worthy, oh my beloved Allah, and deserving of your rahmat and your mercy. Ya Allah, especially the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which is suffering. No more, my beloved Allah, any kind of dignity, any kind of honor. By Allah, it is due to our sins that we have lost that position of honor and dignity. We have slided, by Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah, ہم ذلیل ہو گئے ہم خار ہو گئے لیکن میرے اللہ you can change the condition. It's not difficult for you to change the condition of the ummah. The sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, from backgrounds of kufr, of shirk, of nifaq, and some from the yahood and some from the nasara, but when they accepted Islam upon my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's mubarak hands, Ya Allah, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. So what is it difficult for you, my Allah, to change the direction of our lives, to change the condition of our hearts, to fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa, with the noor of piety, with the noor of zuhud and qanaat, with the noor of tilawat, with the noor of zikr, with the noor of ibadat, with the noor of service to mankind. My Allah, fill our hearts with your love, with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance. Oh Allah, protect us and safeguard us from cheat, from deceit, from gambling, from fornication, from adultery, from looking at haram, listening to haram, speaking haram. Give us the tawfiq to make namaz 5 times a day, to give zakat, to fast in Ramadan, to go for hajj first, to fulfill the rights of all, the rights of our parents, our children, our teachers, our wives, our family members in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, transplant a healthy spiritual heart into our bodies. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدا یا فضل فرما دل بدل دے Bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our time, barakat in our wealth, barakat in our lives. Those who are sick and ailing, my beloved Allah, give them complete shifa from all sicknesses, ailments and diseases. We know that sometimes it can be a rahmat and a mercy, but we are extremely weak. change the rahmat of sickness and weakness to that of good health. Bless us all, my beloved Allah, with spiritual health and physical health. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their difficulty. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in poverty, give them wealth. O Allah, those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh Dawat ki mehnat qabool farma. Masajid, madaris, khankahon ki mehnat qabool farma. Ey Allah, puri ummat ko tawfiq ata farma. Nek amal ki. Oh my beloved Allah, we have to die one day. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. Maut se pehle pehle mere Allah, sachi tawbah ki tawfiq ata. Give us the tawfiq to make sincere tawbah. For we do not know when our death is going to come, where it is going to come, and how it is going to come. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a casino, in a disco, in a clubhouse, in a cinema, in a theater, in fornication, in adultery, or in any kind of haram action. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Madina Tayyiba mere pyare Allah. And the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the salatu was salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. On our lips, let our souls depart. Bless us with Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, if it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Don't let our death be an embarrassment, a shame, a humiliation, and a disgrace for our family members and for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and for ourselves. Allah sakarat ko asan farma de. Qabar ke azab se hifazat farma. Protect us from the azab of qabar. Hashar ke azab se hifazat farma. Let us cross pul sirat like lightning and enter into jannat without any reckoning in the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the duas that he made in his entire life for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. Jo manga wo bhi ata farma. Jo nahi manga wo bhi ata. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiyul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, whosoever has requested that we make dua for them. Ya Allah, you are well aware of their desires, their aspirations, their needs, their problems, their difficulties. Oh my Allah, fulfill all their good wishes and desires. Remove their difficulties, hardships and problems. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. Wa salamun ala al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.